1.
April Fool's Day seems to have been canceled this year, and rightly so. Like, if you're pulling an April Fool's prank in the middle of a pandemic, you are the hugest asshole in the world. And you know the people who did. I wonder how many people in the United States just shot off a text to their relatives that said, "I have coronavirus." April Fool's. Like, you deserve it. I hope you got it from that text.
2.
It might have been fun in whatever the 1890s when you trick someone into like opening spring snakes, or like, you know, they look through binoculars and their eyes are black or whatever. But like in an era where just you're seeing the absolute worst news and worst takes and weirdest shit like every second of every day, every time you refresh Twitter, I don't think we need to like add more stuff to that.
3.
Yeah. And they're always about being cruel. Like, April Fool's Day pranks are never fun. We did a episode of our true crime podcast recently about April Fool's pranks. And the one that really stands out, in the 80s, Saddam Hussein, on 3 different occasions on April Fool's Day, went in front of the people. And the first time he said, "Good news, the U.S. is going to lift sanctions against Iraq."
4.
And everyone was like, "Yay!" And then they were like, "April Fool's, just joking." So the poor people got to suffer for a few more years. And then, like, a year later, they were like, "Good news, your monthly rations are going to include chocolate, bananas, and Pepsi now." And people were like, "Yay!" And they came out and said, "April Fool's." And then they did that exact same prank the next year, also, on April Fool's Day. And this is why Saddam Hussein deserved to hang.
5.
That's not how jokes work. It's like a plausible thing too, you know? There's like, if you say something absurd and someone believes it, it's like on them a little bit, but those are all like reasonable things you might expect or hope for. And like, and so being like, "Oh, you idiot, you thought you were gonna get a Pepsi," is like, all right, like, yeah, I you're just lying. That's just lying. That's not a joke.
Yeah.
6.
Well, and I think also with April Fool's, like, I hope, well, obviously we all hope everything is more normal in the future, but also I hope that next April 1st, 2021, like, things are normal and people just remember that it was nice to get a break from that holiday, you know? Like, because I really don't have any, like, pranks that happen top of mind. I think people somehow really found some good taste and didn't do it. And maybe we can just keep that going and also improve the world.